Welcome to Hope's Garden and the Bridegroom Speaks podcast with Laura Ercolino.
How beautiful you are, my love. How beautiful you are. Your eyes are doves. How beautiful you are, my beloved. And how delightful. The first image that I wanted to share with you that was coming so strongly to my mind last night as I was reading all of this again is Adam and Eve in the garden. And I can see Adam opening his eyes, the very first bridegroom, waking up and seeing Eve and saying, "How beautiful you are, my love. How beautiful. At last, here is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. You are wholly beautiful." And Eve saying the same back to him. "My beloved, how beautiful you are. And how delightful to look upon one another with purity of heart and see nothing but the gift of God in one another. His beauty. We are made in the image and likeness of him who is beauty, beauty with a capital B, beauty from which all other beauty takes its beauty." And they could look at one another and see that true beauty within one another because they had dove eyes, the eyes of the Holy Spirit, eyes that were untainted by impurity, by sin, by ego, self-will, eyes of the dove, the eyes of God, the eyes of the bridegroom who we talked about how his gaze upon us is healing and transfiguring and transformative because he truly has eyes of the Holy Spirit. And now he looks at his bride. And because of her deep relationship with him, because of her love of him, because he now dwells as a sachet of myrrh in her heart, now her eyes have become eyes of the Holy Spirit. And so she has the power to see his true beauty, to see the face of God. The pure in heart shall see the face of God. So Lord, please, we ask you to heal our hearts. Protect our eyes, heal us from all of the things that we have intentionally and even unintentionally seen that were impure, that tainted our true vision of being able to see one another as gifts of beauty. We ask you to heal us and then protect us. Guard our eyes, guard our hearts, guard our minds, that even what comes before our eyes that we don't ask for in this world, so much impurity that we don't want to see, but we don't have control over it in this world so often. And so we ask you to guard our hearts, that even things that accidentally, unintentionally come before our eyes, that we would not take them in, that you would place a barrier around our hearts, Lord, so that we might have dove eyes, the Holy Spirit might dwell within us so fully that when we look out at the world, we see your beauty. So that one day we may have the awesome gift of seeing you face to face. So this has become another prayer with the song for me, to pray for dove eyes, to pray to see as Jesus sees. And to see not only the beauty in the others that he brings before my eyes, but to see the beauty that he sees in me. It has to start there. We can only give what we have received. So imagine that you're Eve. You're Eve, and God has just created you from the side of Adam. But Adam is still in his deep sleep. And it's just you and the Father in the garden. And imagine the Father as you are formed in his hands. takes you like a work of art, his masterpiece. Of all creation, he left women for last. And if we look at the order of creation, it goes from lower to higher beings, right? He left the highest being, the crown of humanity, is woman. So if we think of mankind, humanity, as the crown of creation, as it says in theology of the body, but woman is the jewels on that crown. Without the creation of women, that crown would just be a plain golden, beautiful crown, still beautiful. But women are the jewels that really make it splendid. And so here he has, the Father has just now created you. You are woman. You are Eve. And he holds you. And you know how when you look at a piece of art, you hold it out away from yourself to really look at the whole thing, to see it as it truly is. And so here's the Father holding you and just beaming at the masterpiece he has just created. And he says, how beautiful you are, my love. How beautiful you are. I am astounded by my own creation. I see you and I say, it is good. It is very good. You are altogether beautiful, wholly beautiful, and without a blemish. You will be my beauty in this world. You will be my face. And I would imagine he would have been so excited to wake Adam up, to want Adam to see this masterpiece that he had just created just for him. Adam awakens and he's been living in this garden, right? The Garden of Eden, a pleasure paradise is the translation of it from Hebrew. And here he's been in this pleasure paradise with all this beauty surrounding him, walking with God. And yet when he opens his eyes and he sees Eve, now he's seen beauty. This is our original beauty. This is what the bridegroom sees when he looks at each one of us. This is the portrait of you that he holds in his hands, that he keeps always before his eyes. The glory with which he created you and the glory with which he has planned for you in heaven. This is how he sees you. He sees right through the mud and the rust and the dirt of our sins, our wounds, all that yuckiness the world throws at us. He can see through it. And he invites us to draw into him and let him draw into us so that we can see as he sees. So that we will come to really trust in his merciful love and know that even when we have dirtied that wedding garment again, that all we need to do is return to him, just to return to him, and he will wash us clean and show us again our true beauty, our true grace, and our true dignity. And now that the bride has dove eyes, they can sing back and forth to one another. How beautiful you are. No, how beautiful you are. No, you're beautiful. They can see the true beauty in one another. The beautiful quote on page 127 of the Cantata by St. Catherine of Siena from her dialogues. When she hears the Lord confiding to her inner soul, when I created you, I looked into myself and was seized with love for the beauty of my creature. I invite you to take that to prayer and to ask God to show you the beauty that he sees in you. You call me beautiful one. I've forgotten how to see the beauty in myself, Lord. Show me, please.
Thank you for listening. Come and encounter the love of Christ the Bridegroom and learn more about God's divine love song, the Song of Songs, at our website, hopesgarden.com.